Steph, thanks so much for swinging by.
It's great to be here. So we're going to start with Angelique Kidjo. That's a legendary singer originally from Benin in West Africa, which is, I've recently found out, the birthplace of voodoo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So recently Angelique reworked the legendary Talking Heads album Remain in Light, nearly 40 years after its release, a record that I think is really special and influential to a lot of our listeners. And yeah, the original album is greatly inspired by the music of Africa, but kind of still has this rock backbone. But what happens here is Angelique really extrapolates these Afro-tinged blues and soul and just takes it to the highest of highs. And there's just something so uplifting about her vocals, and to hear her sing classics like Once in a Lifetime is just a real treat. So that's what I brought today. This is Angelique Kidjo covering Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, letting the days go by, into the blue again, once in a lifetime, and you may ask yourself.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I've been listening to this album all week since it's come out, and it's just brings a huge smile to my face. It's so joyous, and yeah, some beautiful stuff there with Angelique Kidjo reworking Talking Heads' Remain in Light. Moving on, we're going to take a look at the new solo project from Toronto's Matthew Tavers, who's usually of bad, bad, not good fame. And his solo project, he's used his first name and goes by Maddie. He's just released a debut solo album called Deja Vu, and he's taken a step back from the usual instrumental jazz stylings of Bad, Bad, Not Good, rather releasing an album that's fairly spacey psychedelic pop. And there's just a delightful variety of instrumentation throughout, including some beautiful orchestration and slinky melodies, which really makes these tracks shine. And friends and family of Maddie are likely to be playing a game of Guess Who with each of the songs here actually written about a specific person in his life. So let's take a listen now to one of those songs. This is called Nothing Yet by Maddie.
Stoked if someone wrote something like that about you.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Just a real sweet track, that one. And to end, we're going to take a look at Happy Sad. Now, this is a new album from LA producer and jazz-trained pianist Kiefer Shackelford. And he also goes by his first name, Kiefer, when making music. And this record is just laid-back, good vibe, beat making at its finest. The piano melodies are a perfect match for some real jazz inspired beats, and I've written a few ideal listening environments for this album. Cruising down a highway with your windows down, cooking up a storm in your kitchen, and trying to impress a new love interest with your marvelous music taste. So those are some of the environments I think this album was written for. And you know, Kiefer has shared the stage with the likes of Moses Sumney and produced for both Anderson .Paak and Kaytranada. So yeah, a real real talented producer here and also a classically jazz-trained pianist we find in Kiefer. So we're going to end it there and his song, Highway 46, taken from his album Happy Sad.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.